Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most wise who created this world with his wisdom. And the choicest of peace and blessings be upon his noble messenger, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the fountain of the treasures of wisdom. We send peace and blessings upon his purified household and his brilliant companions who drank from his cup of wisdom and carried it forward. Jiski har baat wahye khuda wo dahan jiski har baat wahye khuda chashmae ilm o hikmat pe lakho salam mustafa jaan e rehmat pe lakho salam shamae bazme hidayat pe lakho salam alhamdulillah rabbil alamin thumma alhamdulillah dear viewers of Madani channel you are watching the program called treasures of wisdom and we are going to be discussing the wisdom behind the sunnah acts in islam Stay locked and tuned with us until the end of today's program. We have a kalam, Sochta hume wo ghadi, kya ajab ghadi hogi, as well as some madani pearls, inshallah, zawajalla, which we will be watching and listening at the same time, inshallah. Since, inshallah, zawajalla, this program is basically designed for discussing the wisdom and the hikmah behind the different actions in Islam, subhanallah, we are specifically going to be discussing some sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and together with that the reasoning and the hikmah and wisdom behind those wonderful and amazing actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam subhanallah so yes dear viewers of Madani channel we are going to be discussing that just in a moment let us be honored to listen and watch this beautiful kalam sochta hume wo ghadi kya ajab ghadi hogi sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
madine jaane walo jao jao fi amanillah madine jaane walo jao jao fi amanillah kabhi to apna bhi lag jayega bistar madine mein na ho mayus दीवानों पुकारे जाओ तुम उनको न हो मायूस दीवानों पुकारे जाओ तुम उनको बुलाएंगे तुम्हें भी एक दिन सरवर मदीने में सरवर मदीने में सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी क्या जब घड़ी होगी सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी क्या जब घड़ी होगी जब दरे नबी पर हम सबकी हाजरी होगी जब दरे नबी पर हम सबकी हाजरी होगी सोचता हूँ मैं वो घड़ी क्या जब घड़ी होगी आरजू है सीने में घर बने मदीने में बने मदीने में हो करम जो बंदे पर बंदा परवरी होगी हो करम जो बंदे पर بندہ پروری ہوگی
بندہ پروری ہوگی
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا اتنی کیوں معطل ہے بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا اتنی کیوں معطل ہے سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانا دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانا ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو بلا لو اے میرے آقا میں آؤں آپ کے در پر کرم ہو اے میرے آقا
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ کیا بات ہے مدینہ کی اور ریسپیکٹڈ اینڈ آنریبل رکن شورا حاجی عبدالحبیب اقباری دامت برکاتہم العالیہ who is not only a amazing and amazing مبلغ and preacher of دعوت اسلامی سبحان اللہ but also an amazing نعت خان may Allah Kareem extend his shadow above our heads dear viewers of مدینہ channel سبحان اللہ and it is through these kalams and نعت we of course increase our love and respect for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and together with that of course the devotion which increases and that causes one to follow and become more obedient in following and adhering to the sunnah of Rasul Akram Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alaihi wasallam and this should be the case dear viewers of Madani channel slowly we are moving towards the end of our lives And a time will come when you and I, we all will be lowered into our dark grave, our dark homes, which is the qabr, alam barzakh. May Allah Kareem illuminate that through the beauty of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But since this world is coming to an end, we should try and spend every moment of our life fulfilling the rights of being the ummatis, as we should be obeying the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you follow the sunnah D of Yusuf Madani channel, we don't know through which single sunnah and action we will receive salvation in the hereafter. So, you know, subhanallah, that nation which forgets the behavior and actions of their prophet, Allahu Akbar, is a nation that will eventually be destroyed itself. Have we become that nation where we have turned our backs on the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar. This is the reason that the Quran commands us to obey Hazrat Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to refrain from those things which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited during his apparent lifetime. So, since we all are going towards our dark kubur, our dark graves, we should analyze and realize the importance of following the sunnah. But since today we are discussing wisdom behind the sunnah, subhanallah, there are so many sunnahs to talk about, dear viewers, the sunnahs which you and I should be following on a daily basis from morning to evening, from the time we go to bed to the time that we wake up in the morning, subhanallah, from having freshening up, changing your clothes, going to work. There are so many sunnahs that you and I could follow. But many of us perhaps are not equated with the knowledge, or rather with the reasons and the wisdom behind those sunnahs. But when we sit to study, when we sit to learn, it broadens our mind. And it also encourages one to follow the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Sunnahs are such that it works together with Fard the D of Viewers of Madani channel. Previously, we had spoken about not giving any importance to the sunnah. For some people who fall for the tricks of shaitan and they try to find solutions within the deen by saying that just do the farb and continue in life. We had spoken about the importance of actually following and performing the sunnahs. For example, the sunnahs before salahs, the two sunnahs of fajr salah before fard, subhanallah, the sunnah mu'aqidah, likewise the sunnahs of zuhr salah, and sunnahs of other salahs as well, which is so important. And there are some sunnahs, subhanallah, which are included in the fard as well. For example, qiyam, ruku, sujood, all these are faraid. Qiyam is fard, ruku is fard, sajda is fard. And in this faraid, Allah Azza wa Jalla has included the sunnah of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is to recite the tasbih, subhanallah. Through the blessings of some sunnah, there is more possibility of your fard attaining the heights of acceptance, reaching the doors of acknowledgement. It is through the wasila of the sunnah salahs and sunnah ibadat we have hope in the fard. It prepares you for the fard, subhanallah. And there are many other reasons behind this as well. But the performance of the sunnah commences from the time the person is born in this world. Sunnat ki jo baatein hain, yu hai ki, zahir se baat hai, when a person reaches the age of maturity, he then learns the sunnah actions, so on and so forth. Lekin, subhanallah, Musalman ki life mein, in the life of a Muslim, he starts to follow the sunnah from the time of his birth. For example, when he is born, adhan is given in the ear of a newborn. Subhanallah, then the head is shaved. Allahu Akbar. And then circumcision is performed. Akika is done, so on and so forth. All these acts are considered as sunnah from the time you are born in this world. Hum us waqt se sunnat par amal karna shuru kar dete hain. Agar hum khud nahi kar sakte hain, zahir se baat hai, maa baap hain, aur bhi ahbab hain, family members hote hain. They will make sure that this is done because this is the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. In fact, dear viewers of Madani channel, following the sunnah could change your life, and this could be the reason for your salvation. Agar hum is cheez ko samjhein aur is cheez ko hum ahmiyat de apni life mein, like the imams, the four imams, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, subhanallah, all four imams of their time, subhanallah, they had adhered and had molded their lives by abiding to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, of course, it was the Sahaba Ali ibn Ridwan who passed on the sunnahs to such an extent that we know of many people, many awliya Allahs, it's mentioned about them that through the blessing of certain sunnahs, subhanallah, they attained salvation. They attained salvation from the difficulties of the hereafter. There are such pious people in this world, dear viewers of Madani Channel, who have been forgiven, subhanAllah, despite being pious. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, it is stated about him, and it is quite famous, dear viewers of Madani Channel. He says that, I was once in the company of a few people when I entered the public bath. And others that entered there did not have any clothing. So as per the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I tied a cloth around my waist so that the lower part of my body could be concealed and no one could see the lower part of my body. And this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. During the night, I heard someone declared, O Ahmad, Allah Azza wa Jalla has pardoned your sins and will make you an imam amongst the people because of your practice upon a single sunnah. Subhanallah. When I asked who the person was to have declared these words, subhanallah, the reply came, an angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some narrations have mentioned the angel Jibreel alayhi salam. Subhanallah. He is forgiven through the sadaqah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but see his piety, his taqwa, likewise the taqwa and piety of many other imams. When it was found, or when it was asked with regards to the reason behind their salvation and forgiveness, sometimes it was the blessings of Durood-e Pak, sometimes the blessings of following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a sunnah that he performed, that I would not expose my body parts as others are doing in this public bath, rather I will conceal myself. And the blessings of this sunnah had his sins forgiven in this world. Through the blessings of following the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine, dear viewers of Madani Channel, those people, subhanallah, who practice the sunnah daily, who live by the sunnah, Allahu Akbar, will most definitely leave this world whilst performing the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such devotion, that's just amazing. However, dear viewers, alhamdulillah, let's talk about eating together, right? This is a famous sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And in the book called Ibn Majah, which is the book of hadith, ahadith, there is a narration in which the people complained, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we eat, our stomachs do not become satisfied. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, perhaps you eat separately, meaning you eat alone. They replied in the affirmative, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, we do eat alone. Upon this, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, he says, eat together and recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, they will be barakah in this. Allahu Akbar. So from our childhood, we are often taught to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before we commence, before we eat. In fact, ulamas and scholars have prohibited people from saying, make Bismillah, as this word is often used before we eat food, right? Some people would like to offer and would want you to commence by you eating first. So they will say, make Bismillah. Ulamas and the scholars of the deen have guided the ummah by making us refrain from using such words. A person is commanded not to say, make Bismillah. Rather, you should say, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Subhanallah. Commence in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by eating. So this is just a Madani pearl, as we have learned, your views of Madani Channel. However, before eating, subhanallah, what should a person do is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many of us forget at the time of eating. The only thing that goes in our minds at that time is, of course, food, and the person is hungry and he wants to taste. And sometimes, of course, the delicious and various, you know, foods and varieties of food could make us forget reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. But the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our pious predecessors would never forget to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Most frequently, they would recite many other du'as and supplications before even eating and consuming their meals. So this is the Madani pool. The wisdom behind reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is to firstly chase shaitan. Shaitan, which also accompanies every person in his meal. They are not one, but various narrations with regards to barakah and blessings in the food. In fact, in some authentic books, it is stated that Hazrat Sayyidina Ayyub, Abu Ayyub, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that once we were in the blessed company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when food was presented to us. And at the beginning, there was so much of barakah and blessings in it that we had not seen so much in any other food. However, at the end, there was no blessings at all. So upon this, we asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, What has happened? Why has this happened? So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, all of us had recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before we began to eat. But the newcomer who had just walked in, he began to eat without reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And therefore, shaitan had partook with him in this meal. All the blessings had left simply because of one person not reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahu Akbar. So it doesn't mean that one person on the table had recited Bismillah, so this will suffice others. If you could recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, you should recite in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and subhanallah. Make the zikr of Allah azza wa jalla, like in the beautiful environment of Da'wat Islami, Ya Wajidu is recited, subhanallah, and other zikru askar, so that we are even performing this action of eating, and subhanallah, through the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his rahmah, this action of eating is transformed into ibadah as well. So form the habit, dear viewers of Madini channel, of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. There are other sunan, there are other sunnahs, of course, before eating and after eating, so on and so forth, but we do not form this habit of eating with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Many people begin eating without reciting Bismillah. Actually, washing their hands before eating is sunnah. We hear lots about washing hands, so on and so forth. This is the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the practices of the previous messengers of Allah azza wa jalla. Washing of their hands and wiping and gargling of the mouth. Subhanallah. If there's any bacteria, germs in the mouth, of course the wisdom is that you will wash that down. Washing of the hands, if there's any bacteria settled on the surface of your skin, on your palms or behind the hands, dear viewers of Madani channel, through washing your hands, subhanallah, all those germs shall be removed. In fact, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, in Ahya'ul Ulum, he states and he mentions that the person who washes his hands before eating, subhanallah, he will see blessings in his meal, in his food. Whereas not washing their hands after eating will cause a person to become insane. Allahu Akbar. Form the habit of washing their hands even after eating, instead of using paper serviettes to rather wipe the hand. It's always better to have water to wash your hands before and after eating. This is the beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to even wipe the lips, dear viewers of Madini channel, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem bless all the viewers of Madini channel who are watching this program at this very moment. And we also make dua and we make niyat that we could practice upon all these Madini pearls which we are watching and listening for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. So since we have made this niyat, inshallah, azza wa jalla, that we will make sure that we wash our hands before eating. This is the wisdom behind that, subhanallah, to, of course, wash those body organs and body parts such as the mouth, the nose, if need be, subhanallah, and your hands most definitely. However, a Muslim is fortunate that 5 times a day he is given the opportunity to wash and rinse these areas, subhanallah, and he is able to save himself from all these bacteria and germs. When you make wudu, subhanallah, you wash your hands 5 times a day. So the precautions that you have taken before as well should always be the dear viewers of Madani channel. One is recommended not to dry the hands before eating, because maybe there could be germs in the towel or cloth. Many people offer the towel. It is always best when you wash your hands thoroughly, properly, not just throwing a few drops of water on the hand. And sometimes you can actually see the filth dropping and a person feels that his hands are already washed. Allahu Akbar. You na kare balki acche se usko dhoyen. Haath ko dhone ke baad, subhanallah, jab haathon ka wuzu ho jaye, then you can gargle your mouth, you can wipe your lips, subhanallah. And you should not use any towel. It's recommended not to use and to dry your hands with a towel. Allahu Akbar. The same has been advised about not blowing in any liquid which one intends to drink. This is a sunnah, of course, for a person not to blow into any liquid. Ab chai piye, pani piye, anything you drink which is hot, and we have the habit of blowing, whether it's food as well. It is said that germs, Allahu Akbar, the carbon dioxide does not enter the water in that way. So it is harmful for a person to blow and to send in this harmful carbon dioxide into that liquid that he is blowing into. The advantages, or the advantage of using the miswak, is also being recently discovered. Likewise, these things are also being discovered, dear viewers of Madani channel, that this is what happens when you blow into some liquid or food. May Allah Kareem protect us. May Allah Kareem guide us. But Islam is the beautiful religion which has guided us over 1,400 years back. It is this only religion in the world which has guided every follower, because this is no man-made religion. This is a divinely revealed religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the deen of Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah. So the rules, the qanun and qawaneen, the rules and regulations of this beautiful deen is also said by Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah. We are being guided in all walks of life, particularly in terms of hygiene, particularly Subhanallah, from A to Z. Because why? This is the deen of Islam. Deen wants you to obtain purity, purity of the heart, which is internal as well as external purity. Subhanallah. So this is all possible, dear viewers of Madani channel, if we make niyat, inshallah, zawajalla, to practice upon these Madani pearls of washing of the hands, you know, gargling the mouth, eating food in jama'at, eating food in the congregation, yani together with every person in the family. Though the habit is that we don't find the time to eat in jama'at, husband comes from work, if he has time, others he has to go and do some other actions, he's unable to be there on time to eat with the family, so the sons and the daughters will eat separately, the wife eats separately, husband eats separately. This happens frequently in some families. This should not happen. The barakah and the blessings are removed, but rather there will be less quarrels and arguments when you sit together. Have Islamic discussions on the table. If you are eating together already, perform these sunnahs, which will make that action a fruitful action. Whereas you will earn rewards and sawab, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, dear viewers of Madani channel. Consider what's being discussed, subhanallah, and you will most definitely earn blessings in this world as well as in the hereafter, subhanallah. Likewise, it is said about pants, which is, of course, the sunnah way of using the lower garment. What is the actual method? This we would do on a daily basis, right? We use our pajamas, we change into our pants. It is said that never stand and wear your pants. Rather, whenever you use your trousers, whenever you slip on your trousers or your pants, one should sit down and then fit on his lower garment. For some scholars have stated and mentioned that there could be some diseases that exist or a person could get because of sitting and wearing his trousers, and there could be no cure for that. Allahu Akbar. So the scholars of Islam have guided us on this matter as well in the light of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that one should sit down and then wear his garment. You wear your shoes. Subhanallah. How many of us frequently just have the habit of slipping on our shoes because we're always in a rush, or we just don't have the time to follow the sunnah of dusting the shoes before wearing them. There could be some dangerous creature inside there. There could be some insect that's just there and could harm you. There could be some thorn, there could be a bottle piece, there could be some object, there could be something there that could cause harm to you. So the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always to dust the shoes or the sandals before you wear them. Allahu Akbar. Likewise with the bed when you go to sleep at night. So if you want to get closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these are those actions which remind you on a daily basis. When I do wear my clothes, what's there for me to recite and what's the wisdom behind that? Allahu Akbar. Likewise with many, many, many other actions, dear viewers of Madani channel. Let's talk about food, right? Because food is that which we all love. We all love eating. To consume less food is also a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person will be saved from numerous diseases if you could eat less, consume less. This is the lesson of Islam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has advised us that we should keep one part of the stomach for food, the other for water, and the third for air. But sadly, unfortunately, many, many brothers and sisters out there are in the habit of overeating. You know this globesity? Yes, obesity is globesity. Throughout the world, people are suffering from this. Some are because of eating less. It's just maybe a disease perhaps. But many others and people out there who can't eat less. Allahu Akbar. You know, when questioned about this, they will say, well, the third portion of the stomach, which is for water, will find its way and make space in the stomach for other another portion of the stomach. Right now, I got to eat till I'm full. And this overeating has caused many diseases, you know, heart-related problems, high blood pressure, skin diseases, and many other stomach illnesses and ailments all go wrong because of overeating. Allahu Akbar. Stomach, which is the cause of many other sicknesses in a person's life. Then you become what you eat. Allahu Akbar. Doctors and experts have found out after Islam has elaborated on the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, diets and different types of diets are out there in the market. But what about the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allah, 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 Allah. May Allah Kareem bless us, dear viewers of Madani channel. May Allah Kareem make us understand this matter. You know, Sheikh Saadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he narrates a story And a very beautiful parable, just to make us learn and understand. He says that once a certain king sent a special physician into the blessed city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani in Madinatul Munawwara. Us badshah ki ye niyat thi ki Madinatul Munawwara mein jo log bimar ho jayen, so this physician, this doctor should see to them and assist them. This was his love for the city, for the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his love and devotion for the city of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So with this niyat, he sent a physician to stay there, to reside there, and to make sure that people are cured whenever they fall ill and sick. However, after a very long while, this physician got back to the king and said to the king that, well, I am here for a long period, but yaha pe is town, yani Madinatul Munawwara mein, there are hardly people who become sick. Allahu Akbar. There are people who hardly get sick. So what do I do in this situation? So of course he was then ordered to close up his little place, clinic, maybe call it, right, dear viewers of Madini channel. So it was said then he went to investigate from some companions, from other great personalities in the city of Madinatul Munawwara as to why people don't get sick here. It was mentioned to them, well, we only eat when we are very, very hungry, extremely hungry. The people of Medina only would eat when they would be extremely hungry, because this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had said, you would never be in need of a doctor if you learn when to move your hands away from the plate whilst eating. People try different types of tactics by eating in smaller utensils, so on and so forth. Try in every way you can to eat less, but try the sunnah way, dear viewers of Madani channel. Sometimes you could eat less, but you could gobble the food because you left the sunnah of eating with three fingers. A person could eat in a side plate instead of a bigger plate. But the way you eat and the way you consume the food also matters. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would always eat food with three fingers and sometimes four. But the three fingers is how you would lift the muscle, you would make the muscle and then consume it, because this will bring you and take you into the habit of chewing on smaller muscles and then breaking them down to the liquid form and then consuming it and letting it go down your throat, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. This sunnah has been left. It's no more in our society. But the wisdom behind these actions is that, subhanallah, you will stay healthy, dear viewers. Your health matters a lot. Because most of the diseases caused in current and present times is caused by excessive eating. As I mentioned, heart diseases, the vessels of the heart begin to constrict, you know, and then of course high blood pressure and so on and so forth. All these other diseases then come into place. But by eating less, Allahu Akbar, all of this trouble would have been avoided only if you could eat less. Eating less also creates noor, not only outwardly, but even inside your body as well, inwardly as well, internally. May Allah Kareem grant us the tawfiq and ability to practice upon the sunnah of Rasul Akram, Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For months, the stove would not be burned in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, for consecutive months of 2 to 3 months, sahabas mentioned, for there would be nothing in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to cook. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not cook food in his home, or food would not be cooked in his home for several months. Dear viewers of Madani channel, they would suffice on dates and water. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate barley bread throughout his life. This was the blessed diet of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet his blessed stomach was so content, without any shikayat, without any difficulties, without any, crying about matters and situation. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us tolerance, taught us how to be content with whatever you have. When he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his companions, if I desire at this very moment, all these mountains would turn into gold for me, but I would like to eat one day so that I could learn to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become an obedient banda to him. And at times I would like to be hungry. I would desire to be hungry so that I could beg from my creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So these are the wisdoms behind some sunnahs, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah. Okay, so we like brass plates. We like utensils, which are brass, steel, you know, made of clay, so on and so forth. Different people use different kinds of utensils made from steel, so on and so forth. However, earthen utensils bring their own advantages, and this is also another sunnah, dear viewers of Madani channel. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has narrated that to have also used this in his Mubarak life, yani earthen utensils. حضرت سیدنا خباب رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ had said, I saw the beloved Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم drinking water from a strong earthen vessel. اللہ اکبر, اللہ اکبر. امام of اہل سنہ امام احمد رضا خان رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ has stated, eating and drinking by using utensils made of copper and brass metal by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is not proven. The utensils that were used were made of wood or baked clay. Allahu Akbar. And water skins were in use for water, the water bags. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has further stated that eating and drinking by using earthen utensils is closer to humility. A person becomes more humbled when you begin using utensils that are made from the earth, such as wood, so on and so forth, right? So it is a greater practice to have earthen utensils, as neither is there any extravagance nor showing off in this action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the sunnah that he would often use such utensils. Keep one or two for yourself to begin with. You know, inshallah azza wa jalla, try and obtain the plate, that type of plate, that type of utensils which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had used in his Mubarak life, just so that you could sit according to how he sat. You will see the blessings of sitting and eating immediately, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Within a few days, you would notice that you will be able to do or stretch your body in certain ways because of the postures that you of sitting and eating. That's a very good way for having the belly pushed back in, for not having a very bulgy belly. When you learn to sit on the floor and have your one knee raised to the top whilst you sit on the other leg. This is from amongst the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Try practicing this, inshallah azza wa jalla. Try eating in his way and try eating in the very same amounts, inshallah azza wa jalla. Try from somewhere, inshallah, you will most definitely see the blessings, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem bless us through the sadqa of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is stated about a great saint in Islam, subhanallah, this pious personality would not like to keep other utensils other than earthen utensils. They are such awliya Allah. Hazrat Sayyidina Sirri Saqati rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had said to Hazrat Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, try to use utensils at your home which are made of your body, yani of the zameen, of the earth. You have been created from soil, so try and use utensils that are made from the very same madda. Subhanallah. You will see the blessings of this. This is what advice even awliya Allah and pious predecessors have given to their disciples. Apart from using earthen utensils for eating and drinking, they can also be used for other pieces of work for earning reward. For example, it is stated in a book that it is preferable to perform wudu. Preferable to perform wudu with earthen utensils. So if a person is using a jar to pour water for himself when he is performing wudu, called a lota, try and make sure that you can purchase maybe a wooden lota, a jar or a jug which is made from the earth, because it is preferable to use this as well. It is something which is recommended, subhanallah. There are dunyawi benefits, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Along with dunyawi benefits, there are religious advantages one can also gain, subhanallah, by following these actions. Subhanallah, the food that is cooked in the earthen utensils lasts its usefulness longer as compared to the steel and other other metals that we use when we're cooking. According to the experts, it is stated that the utensils made from non-stick copper, brass and steel metals are harmful to health. I would like to repeat myself, dear viewers. According to the experts in this department, they have mentioned that the utensils made of non-stick copper, brass and steel metals are harmful to the health. So perhaps there are many other diseases that, you know, we are getting, and this could be because of hygiene, because of the filth or the bacteria that could gather even in those utensils that we are using to drink from and eat from and to even cook our meals in. So make sure, subhanallah, these are thoroughly cleansed and, you know, it's all the bacteria and germs are washed out properly. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us through the sadaqah and wasilah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, dear viewers, there are so many other Madani pearls that we would like to discuss. The Madani pearls of shaking hands, subhanallah. What are the Madani pearls to shake hands? How should we meet our people? How should we greet people, subhanallah? What should we do when we leave our homes? These are different sunnahs. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam sunnah is to give your attention when you meet a person. We shake hands, subhanallah. When we shake hands, give your focus, or I would say, make sure that you are focused And you are making salam to the one whose hands you are shaking, subhanAllah. And whilst doing so, try and recite durood and salawat upon Rasooli Akram, Nuri Mujassam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When you enter your home, give salam, make salam to those who are in your home, even if your home is empty. Subhanallah, recite the dua for entering your home. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayral mawlaji wa khayral makhriji. Bismillahi waladina wa bismillahi kharajna wa ala Allahi rabbina tawakkalna. Subhanallah, recite this dua and then recite Christ, Surah Ikhlas Sharif. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahu samad. Recite the entire surah and you will see blessings in your life. This is the wisdom behind the sunnah. You will enter your home every mornings and evenings because this is where you go when you leave your home in the morning. This is where you're going to come back after you leave your home to rest at night. So when you enter, if you would not forget doing the sunnah for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and out of devotion and love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you do this action, dear viewers, you will see blessings in your life. You will see barakah in your life. A companion who complained about poverty and destitution in the court of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was then found saying, Ya Rasulullah, after making amal upon this action and the sunnah of yours, subhanallah, I have seen so many blessings in my life that I am now assisting and aiding other destitutes in my area, in my neighborhood. Allahu Akbar. This is the blessings of following the sunnah, dear viewers. So never forget to make salam to those who are in your home. According to some ulamas and scholars, in the light of this, the sayings and teachings of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you make salam, when you give salam to those who are dwelling in the home, then inshallah azza wa jalla, that home will be free from quarrels and arguments. As the wife may say, as he enters the home here, it starts argumentation, quarrels, fights. There's no head and there's no tail. There's no reason for those arguments, but they just erupt and that blows out of proportion. And then by the time they go to bed, husband and wife not be talking to one another. There's no communication. There's misunderstanding and miscommunication. So learn to dispel shaitan as you enter the home because he could be accompanying you from the place you may have come from. So recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Recite La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billahi Al-Aliyyil Azeem. And recite Bismillahi Tawakkaltu Ala Allah when you exit from your home, when you leave your home, dear viewers. May Allah Kareem grant us the tawfiq and ability to follow the sunnah of using the miswak. We all have heard about miswak over and again, subhanallah. But according to a research of a famous company, Allahu Akbar, miswak has the capability to kill any harmful bacteria 20% more than any other method. So if you have used expensive ointments in your mouth to get rid of many other diseases out there, try using the miswak. According to a research, a Swedish scientist has said the bristles of the miswak kill bacteria directly without touching them and protecting the teeth from many other diseases. Allah, 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 Allah. May Allah Kareem protect us. May Allah Kareem grant us tawfiq to practice upon this sunnah as well. And I'm cutting down many others, dear viewers, and I'm ending on this note, subhanallah. It removes phlegm, improves the vision, makes the stomach better, and gives energy to the body. It sharpens the memory and increases intellect. It purifies the heart and increases virtue when you use the miswak. Angels feel happy. Miswak itself displeases the evil, the devil. And through the blessings of miswak, even the food is digested. These are some of the benefits which we have just listed to you. This is the wisdom behind using miswak. Yet, we put a blind eye on it. Yet, in the marketplace, we might walk past the miswak. We might feel and touch it and know about it. But we don't have the tawfiq to buy one, try one, inshallah azza wa jalla. If you have one in your home, without wasting any time, get your hands on the miswak, inshallah azza wa jalla, with the niyat of following the sunnah of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So remember, dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah azza wa jalla will be pleased with us if we practice these teachings and actions of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins. May Allah azza wa jalla enable us to follow in the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May our every action during our physical earthly lifetime be in accordance to the actions and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is the dua you should be making for yourself and for your generations to come, that they should all be the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, great devotees as well as obedient to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah forgive our sins. Do not forget to keep reciting abundance of durood and salawat upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.